Joe's mother. At the time of my operation, she was there in the hospital.
Where was that, Mrs. Forty?
And she slept with me all the time. At night, Daddy picked her up in the morning. She was always there again about 11 o'clock to stay with me all day.
How old were you then?
6.
Well, see, that's probably your first memory then, isn't it?
I guess so.
I remember one time I had fever dreams, and she slept in the sitting room with me because I had the fever dreams. Just her being there was a big help.
I remember something from 4th grade.
What was that?
Just one day at school when I was in a lot of trouble, I came running home crying. My mother was there having tea. She just gave me some tea, and we sat there and I told her all about it.
What was that about?
Just a small, you know, childish incident, but mother understood.
Well, you don't remember it yourself.
Yes, I dropped a pencil and mom was talking to me, and she, first of all, she kept asking me after school. And I went up to her desk and I dropped a pencil while she was talking and I didn't pick it up. And then she stopped talking and told me I was very bold for not picking it up, and I went home with tears.
Who was that? Was that a friend of mother's? That sister?
Just a, you know, one of the nuns at school, and no special friend.
Well, you weren't sick at, well, see, I'm talking louder than you. I don't need to be yelling. I mean, I don't need it so close. I wonder if you have any other memories of sickness in regard to mother helping you.
I had my tonsils out about 7th grade, I guess. 6th grade. Paul must have been an 8th. And every time mother came to my bed, first of all, I screamed, "Mother, Mom." When she got there, I'd say, "Go back to Paul." She always stayed with me, and then she'd go to him, and she came back to me, and she was running back and forth all the time.
Well, do you think that mother had any influence on your vocation, on your interest in the convent?
I guess just from sending it to Catholic schools and her own love of Eleanor.
Her own love of Eleanor?
Because she was in,
Yeah. Well, mother always spoke so well of the other nuns in the family.
Yes, that's right.
The memory of mother's example is going to be a help to you all your life. And how?
Yes, I do, but let me turn over a second. Yes, because whenever I'm teaching, I'll be able to use mother as an example of having given us all we needed at home. She was always there at night after we'd been out. She was always there in the afternoon, even though we came home very late from school. She was always ready to listen to all the little things we did at school. I remember when the family was together, how she'd laugh heartily and, you know, take part in everything, be the center of everything. There's one particular incident I remember. One night at Seattle, we were all there and singing to John and Joe and Daddy. Mom was sitting way back in the corner and she said, "Aren't you going to sing to me?" And Johnny started singing "Old Gray Mare." And Mom just laughed and laughed. She was just as happy as if we'd sung Mother McCree right away or something like that. She,
that was just after John came home from the war, wasn't it?
Yes, I think so.
Well, it gives you a good topic to talk about, doesn't she?
Yes, she does. I can't think of anything else right now, though. Turn off a second. It was just pulling me in my
eye. Did you ever play Mahjong with the family?
No.
Mother taught me to play Mahjong yesterday. Sometimes.
Mahjong.
It's a Chinese game. What other games did she ever play with you besides cards?
Bridge, particularly, because she liked that very much.
Can you remember going to daily mass in her car?
Not too well. I remember more recently going to mass, making our car, just about making it, but that's not mother.
No, but I mean for the family.
I can remember mother getting up every day for just going to mass when we were going to school. I was in high school. And she was always, it's not that.
What do you think would be the value of making known Mother's life and her example to other Catholic women.
Well, Mother has lived a life of faith that's been very evident to all of us. Shown in one incident that I think shows her life of faith is the time she spent alone at night, like when Paul was out or something like that, and either we were there with her, she'd make us go to bed and she'd wait up, not knowing, you know, what time he was coming in. She was always there at night, saying her rosary, waiting for us, and she was alone. She never bemoaned the fact that, you know, she was always glad to see them. We came in no matter what time. She always shared every experience with us, but that's not clear. When we were little, it was always a big treat to go in town. Mother would plan weeks ahead of time that she would take us in town, like at Christmas time or something. And she always made sure we stopped and had ice cream before we came home together.
Yeah. Do you remember Mother arranged any parties?
When I was a first senior at St. Leonard's, Mother planned a surprise dinner party. And was that in her eighth grade? I don't remember which, but she invited the whole class. And I knew nothing about it. The table was all set, and they said it was when he was coming down to dinner with the children. And when he did come, but I was still in my uniform, you know, still running around, and Mother called me down to the parlor. And I got in there, and the whole class was there for dinner.
Was there two? There was another night also, and the same thing.
Yes, but it wasn't a dinner party. It was an after supper when that was another, I guess that was in high school. The whole class came. Mother had planned it, you know, had a surprise. The first party that I spoke about, the supper party, Mother, that night Mother had packages there, and I remember she had made me a new skirt and blouse that looked, you know, store-bought. And I remember saying, oh, you couldn't have made this, Mom. You couldn't have made this. And she really had. She had made all the buttons and the buttonholes and everything else. When Annie and I were little, every time we got in an argument, I'd holler from my, you know, Mom. Ann never did, but I did. And then Mom would come up and yell at Annie, and then I'd say, don't yell at Annie, Mom. And then she'd get real, you know, annoyed at me because I was telling her not to yell at Annie, but she always, you know, she was glad that we stayed together, even though it sort of made her...
What's your idea about Granny from what Mother told you of her?
Well, sort of pretty much like what Mother means to us, the idea that Mother gave us that Granny meant to her. Because Mother was an only child, but she... Well, from what I've heard from Daddy and from the rest of the family about Grandmother, it's practically my opinion of Mother, because Mother herself tells of coming home from parties and things and bringing her friends home to Granny, because their mothers wouldn't let them be out, and it was the same way with us bringing our friends home to Mother and, you know, coming home, not real late, but not at a curfew hour.
Can you try to say it? What does she...
The night I told Mother I thought I wanted to go on a convent. And she said very sort of serenely, well, darling, nothing could make me happier. When I was telling her I didn't know whether I was sure or not, she said, well, you just got to go and see. You just got to find out what God wants. And she was very, you know, not wanting me to go do one thing or the other. She was sort of all up to God. But she was very happy.
What did Dad say when you asked him?
He said he had me all signed up at Rosemont, and then I could go. And then I told him I thought I'd be going to New Sharon, and he didn't really know what New Sharon was. And then he said, "You? I thought you'd end up in a penitentiary."
Can you remember any other incidents about Dad and the funny stuff?
Daddy. I think daily mass was the biggest help in giving me a vocation.
And why is that?
Because, just because of the value of the mass, and I'm sure I never would have gotten there if it hadn't been for Mother and Daddy.
How about the daily mass?
I can remember saying rosary with Mother alone at night. Lots of times I wasn't out, you know, about third and fourth year high school. Everybody else was out, and we'd be laying there reading or something, and then she'd ask me to say the rosary with her while she was waiting for the others to come home.
That probably impressed you more than just the family rosary.
Well, I sort of was different. I mean, the family rosary you really got used to, you know. What didn't make any big impression is because we were saying it all the time. But then, so I should have, you know. Mom, honey, thank you for your little note. I'm praying for you very hard and thinking of you very often. God bless you, honey.